I'm Angela Nguyen, an advanced producer for Radioactive here in college at Washington State University. So here in Pullman, the skies are starting to get really dark, even when it's pretty early. So one day I was walking home from wherever I was, and I was a little creeped out because I was alone and it was really dark. So I'm walking home and I decide to call somebody, but that person doesn't answer. So I figured, oh, I'll just send them a snap on Snapchat. So I'm walking, take my phone out, take the snap, and right when I'm about to send it, I'm looking at the picture again, and I see this face right behind mine, and I was really freaked out. So then I started to run home. After walking a little while, I just figured, okay, you know, it's my nerves kicking in, so I just snapped back into reality.
Hello and welcome to Radioactive. I'm Chris Odi, and this month we talk about the experience of being scared. What better month than October to discuss this? It's a month where chills are in the air, and as days get shorter, things become creepier. It also makes the perfect setting for the biggest fright night of the year, Halloween. Ghosts and ghouls roam the street, and scary stories are told to children about the Hallowed Eve. So why is it so alluring? Is it the candy? The costumes? Or perhaps the fear? Our own Kendra Hanna delves deep into why kids are drawn towards scary tales.
Here's a very incomplete list of things that scared me as a kid. The bubonic plague, a house fire killing me and my entire family, and terrorists blowing up my plane. And these things wound up in the stories I was writing. I recently went through a stack of old stories I wrote as a kid, and almost every one of them involved homeless children or the apocalypse. Everything I was reading and watching on TV was incredibly light. It was all stories about badgers with teapots. But I was still writing these stories that were sometimes scary and sometimes creepy. It wasn't just me. A lot of kids like writing things that wouldn't get into a Berenstain Bear book.
Black, it's everywhere. After I was killed by that bear, he swallowed me up, and he also swallowed my pup. And then there was blackness everywhere. There's no escape. I feel so trapped, like an ape. I wish there was a map to take me back. As I look around, I realize what this is. It's death.
Lily Gray is a sixth grader. I talked to her at 826 Seattle, a writing program for young people. And she likes writing dark stories, too.
Well, I think I kind of aim for it being dark. I think it's more fun for us to write scary stories and stuff like that. And happy endings aren't as fun as, you know, scarier stories.
So why do some kids like me and Lily like writing darker stories? Neil Gaiman is an award-winning author who has written many kids' books, including Coraline and the Graveyard Book. And those books are frankly terrifying, but in a very thought-provoking and engaging way. He says a lot of adults don't really empathize with kids.
I mean, childhood is a time when you are living in a world run by giants. And I think adults forget this. Adults forget that kids have to live in that world and that kids know things that are much, much darker.
Life is scary for kids. Sometimes you're scared of the bubonic plague, sometimes of fire or terrorists, and sometimes all three. Jen is a tutor at 826 Seattle and works with kids on their stories all the time. And she says that some kids like scary stories because reality is scary.
Not every kid gets really dark, but sometimes they do, and it's really, like, you're like, they're so young, like, why is, how, where is this coming from? And I think that for a lot of kids, things are new and scary, and sometimes a good way to get that out, a way to express that rather than being scared, is to write about it, to kind of process it.
I think that seeing kids talk about things that are sad is really jarring to adults, because we all as a culture work so hard to shield kids from the tough things in life. We turn off the news when they're around, we don't talk about money or family issues. We give them weird plastic scissors and juice and pouches. And when they absorb some of the negativity that just exists in the world, which is eventually just going to happen, we think, wait, how do they know about this?
I'm often surprised at adults who obviously think that they can create a heaven on earth for children. I mean, you know, you look at a Disney Channel cartoon, and the darkest things ever get is a character thinking that the other characters forgotten their birthday. But then it turns out they haven't, because it's a surprise party. In real life, it can get much worse than that. And I would just rather give kids stories that are like the ones the kids come up with.
So scary stories can be good for kids, so why are all the books and TV shows we give them so light? Gaiman says that giving kids stories that reflect real life is healthy. Kids know life is hard, and we're not helping them if we tell them that there are no challenges in life. Bad things exist. Bad people exist.
What you're telling them in stories is that the bad people can be beaten. The world can be hard, and the world can be weird, and there are mean people out there, and there are crazy people out there, but you know what? If you're brave, if you're clever, if you're smart, you can win. You can beat them. You can keep fighting.
Stories are a huge part of growing up, and curled up in the corner of a library with a book is where a lot of kids first learn about things like right and wrong and compassion and bravery. So whether kids like scary stories because they help them process things or just because they're fun, they're important. There have been many points in my life where I just wanted to curl up in bed and stay there forever because things were so hard and scary. And the only thing that kept me going was this mythic idea that I could beat the dragon if I kept fighting. For Radioactive, I'm Kendra Hanna.
So maybe we go through the jarring stories and events to get more acquainted with our fears, to make us stronger. We could be doing it for the sake of tradition, or maybe because it's just plain fun. So the question is, why do we like to be scared? To find out, we asked people around town to give us their spin on it.
I would say people like to be scared because it's kind of a different form of fun. It gets your adrenaline pumping the same way like a roller coaster or something does.
Well, they don't like being scared, but they like scaring others.
It's such a relief when it's over. It's sort of like a relaxation therapy. You tense up and then you relax.
People do it because it's just a really big rush of adrenaline. It's a thrill. I know people used to be scared just to be scared, but nowadays it's just for entertainment. I mean, you see haunted houses all over the places and scary things, scary games.
I think it's a fun way to experience that kind of surge of adrenaline that you get in a safe environment, knowing that you're not going to get killed.
The rush, the surprise, it's something different than someone would feel every day.
It gives them sort of an adrenaline rush, makes them feel alive.
You know, when you go through your daily lives, you go to work, from school, etc., etc., it's nice to have something that gets your blood flowing, something that spikes your adrenaline, something, you know, something you can't prepare for. A lot of times, people think things through or try to premeditate everything, so getting scared is... it's different. It excites the system. It wakes you back up.
So it could be the adrenaline. Or maybe some people don't like being scared. They like scaring other people. Either way, Issa Talija, a local high school student, went to one of the scariest places in Seattle. Cube 93's Georgetown Morgue Haunted House. And she was able to take us along on this terrifying journey with her friends, David Gold, Fariz Abdullah, Bella Noriellis, and Andrew Beal. We meet up with them, waiting to get in.
Okay, we have to stick together.
I have not felt this nervous since I went to my cousin's bat mitzvah.
Okay, no, seriously, Issa, this is like how tight I'm gonna hold.
I know,
like, well, we're about to enter. We're gonna go. Don't be scared. Don't be scared, guys. Oh my god, I'm so nervous.
You look really nervous.
I'm freaking out.
Oh my god,
yeah, you look really nervous.
Okay, this is better.
How do you look so nervous?
You guys all linking up?
Okay, no, don't act scared when they see you.
Don't lose any bodily fluids, please.
Don't act vulnerable. Oh my god, I'm going
to...
Come on.
Okay, can I...
Someone just like...
Okay, no, hold my...
No, I don't
want to
be... No, 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 I don't want to be...
Okay, no, hold my hand.
It's not okay.
Hold my hand.
No, hold hand. No,
wait, I'm scared. Okay, wait, stop.
catch you?
No, I'm talking just to people, actors here.
Okay.
No. How are we going to get out?
Oh
my God, this is so confusing. Wait, no, it's not confusing. Whoa.
Scary girl in a chair, just like.
I know.
Oh my God, the guy on the surgery table.
That
was scary.
Oh,
that was scary.
That was quite a lot.
Wait, I didn't like the strobe light.
Was it worth it?
No, it was.
Were you actually scared, Bella?
I just, you know, smiled through it and was like, it's okay, special effect.
Oh God. Okay.
Bye, guys.
That was fun. So, Andrew. Your final afterthoughts are what?
Oh my God.
Was it less scary?
It was like even more scary.
Really?
I was so scared because I didn't have anyone behind me.
No, you didn't. So did
so
they come
the
out behind you?
All the people came like right to me.
Yeah, because you were like vulnerable.
I know. I
like,
was like
you were like by yourself.
I was like shrieking, and then in the middle of it, I started like singing some opera.
The line was so long.
I know.
But it was worthwhile in the end. What do you say, so Daniel? Goodbye, Georgetown Morgue. Goodbye.
Adios, deuces.
After a trip like that, the reasons why we go through these hazing rituals has become foggier. But whatever the cause truly is, I hope you've enjoyed this journey. And if we answered any questions or created some new ones, let us know at facebook.com/radioactiveyouthmedia. And as always, if you like this podcast, you can find more stories from Radioactive at kuow.org/radioactive. A special thanks to Angela Nguyen for her anecdote joke, Issa Talija for the trip to the haunted house, Kendra Hanna for her story, and Alam Ibrahim for collecting sounds and interviews. Thanks for joining us. I'm Chris Odie, and have a happy Halloween.